We are learning Masechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. We're discussing the sugya of Iska, when someone invests, he's like a silent partner, and he invests with someone, we'll call him the managing partner, he's the syndicator, and he does the deal, and they split the profits. Sometimes split it 50-50, we saw in the Gemara before, sometimes they split it a third and two-thirds, but in any case, they split up the profits. Hazak the Gemara of Amar Rava. Hayman the kabel iska mechavre. Someone took money from his friend to invest, and lemaisa, what happened was with pasad, it had a loss first, and then taruch amalye, he worked hard and recouped the losses. But it didn't tell him anything, and then at the end it landed up with a little bit of a profit. So loymatzi amale dori mahach pseida bahadoi. That maybe you should take some of the pseida also. Mishnah amale lahochi tarchata lemayusa. The reason why you worked hard to recoup those losses, you want to have a good reputation of being someone who did good iskas, did good investments, and therefore you're responsible for it. So what's the case here? So it sounds like maybe from that's what Balamar learns, that the best way to explain this case was that he put his own money into the deal. What happened was that I had a loss. And what he did was he put money of his own money into the deal, and now it landed up recouping the losses and it made a profit. So he says, you know, I want to take off some of that extra money I put in off the profit and keep it for myself. Why? Because Lamaisa, I used my money for that. But the Gemara says, no, since he didn't let the owner know, and he just continued with this investment by putting his own money into it, he did it for a reason, in order to make himself have a good reputation, and therefore he has to pay for it. That's what the Baal Amar learns. From Rashi, it's not mashma so much like that, because Rashi says that he's it says like this, that the miloy it seems like it was a var of tircha, that he just worked extra special hard to recoup losses. Not exactly, he didn't exactly put money into it, he just worked especially hard, and maybe he would get compensated for that. No, that's a rational. But Amar holds that's pashut. He shouldn't get compensated for working harder to make the thing better. Must be put his own money in, and that's what Amar learns. You still don't get that money. Why? Because you want to have a good reputation. So tomorrow, the last Gemara about Iskov Amar Rava, Hani Beitrei Da'av the Iskov Hadi Adadi. V'Ravach, we're talking about two syndicators, two managing partners that took money from one Balabas. So Balabas gave money, and two people together, they were investing the money, and they are splitting 50% of the profits. 50% of the profit goes to the investor, and the other 50, they split 50-50. So that was the story. V'Amar Echad Echavrei, Tadnit Liflag, I want to take the profits now. I want to split now. And like Rashi says, it's talking about Kaidim Shigiz Man. That it was before this man of the owner, the one who gave the money, said, I'll give you money and we're going to close the deal in 2 years. So here he made money in the middle, already went up in price. And then one of the partners said, you know, I want to split. I want to make more money. He can ma'akiv and say, you know, I still want to invest the money. I still want to try to make more money. Because the ma'akiv is meshuvah to that time. Rashi says, the ma'akiv is man shekavel ba'al ba'ai shiach shloi shloi va'al mo'i shiach leiku. And then that's only then, after we get to that zman, we'll split it. V'omalei, so the guy says, havli palg the rafcha. You know what, I only want to take off the profit. We'll keep the principal in, and that can make him money. I just want to take the rafcha, I want to take the profit out. Omalei rafcha lekarne mishtavid. The profit is meshuvah to the principal, and the more money you have, you can compound the interest to basically have more money to invest and make even more money. I'm saying, everything is meshuvah to each other right now. We're not ready to split it yet. If the guy says, okay, havli palg rafcha palg karna. Give me half the profit and half the karen, and let's cut that off. I want to take that off right now. And therefore, there's no worry that you need the revach to be meshuvah to the karen just in case there's a loss, because I'm taking off the whole karen. We're separating it. I'm letting you know, iskel hadi adad meshuvah. Each half are meshuvah to each other, and the bigger the money is, the more you can make money. V'amalei niflig ravel v'karen. Let's split off my half. One of the partners said, I want to take my half off. V'matlich apseida darin v'adach. And if it's apseida, I'll pay for it. So don't worry, he's saying it's almost shuvah. If there's anything to say, I'll pay for it. Because it seems like the reason why we want the more money is because there's less of a chance of loss, because you have places to recoup the loss. So the guy says, if it's lost, I'll pay for it. I'm like, no, loy, mazal beitri adiv. Mazal of two of them is adiv. And that's really like Taitzah says, but kula maslamein buhuachi. You could have said everything that the mazal beitri adiv. Just the Gemara had a better answer to that. Once you say this mahalach, that mazal beitri adiv, with both of our mazal together, makes it better. So therefore, I can stop you from splitting this iska before this man. Zok the Mishnah, nu Mishnah. A mekabel sodom mechaveiro v'lo rotzo nachish. We have here someone who is a mekabel sodom mechaveiro. In this case, Rashi explains, we're talking about a kablonis, someone who was a kablin on a property, and he was a chayker on a property, not a kablin, he's a chayker. He bought it for a certain amount of money per year, because if it's a kablonis, of course you can't tell him what do you care. But here was a case where the guy rented the property, and if you don't prune, so then the vegetables, the fruits and vegetables, or the grain does not come out as good if you don't do nichush. Now here, the minig was to do nichush, which is like weeding out the weeds. And the minig amokim was to the nachish. And here the guy says, I don't want to be menachish. And he said, I'm giving you your payment anyway. We made up, I'm going to give you 2,000 bushels as payment, no matter what. So what do you care if I have weeds in my property? So it makes my grain not so good. I'm the one who's taking the grain. What do you care? So Allah says, ain't shemelo. You don't listen to him. Why? That tomorrow you're going to leave, and you're going to leave grass in the asavim. You leave weeds in the field. And next year, I'm going to try to lease it out, try to share crop it out, and no one's going to want to take it. It's full of weeds. So therefore, I want you to take care of the weeds. So like upon him, what does that mission say? The minigam makam is there to do is the weed, and he doesn't want to do it. Because he says that I'm a chayker, I can do whatever I want with my grains, I'm paying you anyway. Like Rashi speaks out, if it's a kablin, of course, then you have to plant the right way, because like I said, the grain is affected by it, therefore you have to do nichush. But here, I'm getting you grain no matter what. So what is the difference if it gets affected by it? That's my problem. The lachad, you still don't listen to him, because the owner says, I don't want a property full of weeds. Zok to Gemara. Let's say the renter, the sharecropper, the chayker says that I will take care of it afterwards. After I finish the season, I'm going to plow the whole thing up. I'll get rid of all the weeds. So, it's a good taina. Why can't you do that? Now the taina the Mishnah says falls off, because the Mishnah says he doesn't want a property full of weeds. He said, I'm going to take care of the weeds. The guy says, I'm going to take care of the weeds. So Allah is Amalei Chiti Ma'ayisa Beino. I want good grain. You know, you're paying me from this property alone, and I want good grain. So therefore, I don't let you leave the weeds. You have to weed it. The Amalei. So the Chayker says, Savino Chitim Meshuk. I'll buy you Chitim from the Shuk. I'll buy you good Chitim. Amalei no Chitim Darai Beino. I want Chitim from my own land. I want from my own property. I want those. I like those Chitim. The Amalei Menachish Nolach Shir Manzeh. If he says, you know what? Your chalik of that I'm giving you, I promise you 2,000 bushels, that part I'll tackle a weed. And so it should be better. I'm like, no, I still don't like that. You're making a shame ra. Everyone walks by the arrow, they see full of weeds. You see, it's not possible to be weeded. So the Gemara says different reasons here why he's ma'akif. Right, the Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says about Tanam, Pesha, Maila, Lefana, Asavim. Our Mishnah says the reason is because you're leaving it with weeds. And Lechaira, plowing should help that. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's the ikar reason. The problem is, if you let weeds grow, so a lot of seeds fall off those weeds, and they're going to cause weeds for next year. Plowing won't help that, because they're just seeds right now. The plow only helps the weeds from this year, but the prospective weeds for next year, the potential weeds for next year that are there with seeds all around, that might still grow, and therefore the owner has a right to say you have to weed and you can't rely on plowing. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Hamakabel sodom mechaveiro v'lo yasasa. Someone was mekabel sodom mechaveiro, and this is by a kablin, and the kablin has to work the field, and he gives the owner part of the profits. But what happened was, he started working on it, and he saw that the first crop was not a good crop. He doesn't want to continue working on the property. Lo yasa didn't do well. So now, he says, I'm not working anymore. And now what's going to happen? The owner's going to get nothing. So I look like this. But he says, the shear crop is not worth my work. It's not enough. So im yesh bagi lahamed kri, if it's enough tvua to make a heap, a pile, chayav ta'ba, you mechir to work on it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, ma kitzva bekri. How can you say that that's the amount if you can make a pile? If it's a huge field, a pile helps. Maybe if it's a small field, maybe less than a pile. How can I be the shear? El the shear is elam yesh bagi den tefila. there's a shear of how much you need to plant for next year, how many seeds you need for next year. If it's enough to seed this size property, and we'll see what the shear is, if it's enough to seed this size property, then the halacha is you have to continue working on this property. But if it makes less than that, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to work for nothing. So that's the Maravai. Torah Bonham. You makabel a field from your friend to work on it, and it didn't produce good grains. If it's enough to be maimed a kri, you mechuyev to continue working on it. You write in a star to him. I know ikim. I'll stand up. I'm gonna plow. Ezra, I'm gonna plant. Ve'echzer, I'm gonna cut. Ve'emar, I'm gonna bundle. Ve'edosh, I will thresh. Ve'idri, and I will throw it into the wind. Zayra, throw it into the wind to separate it. Ve'oikim kari, I'm gonna make a heap. Kadamach befronin you v'tesi ant v'titel pag. You'll take half. I know. V'amoli v'nafikzodi and me because of my work and my handiwork. Palga, I also take palga. So Agapon, you write this, and therefore, since you write this, therefore you are meshubed. You are meshubed to take care of this because this is what you wrote in the star that you're gonna work hard on this field, and as long as it makes a certain amount, the halacha is you have to mechuyev to continue working, and the reason is because. That's what you're makabel to continue working on this. If it's not worth your time, but here, if it's worth, the Gemara is saying, if it makes a kree, that's enough, it's worth your time, and you have to go ahead and tackle work on this property. Now we're going to explain what is the sheer kree. What is it? How big is a kree that we say that it's this amount is enough that you have to continue working? How much big is this kree? If it's enough to hold up a pitchfork. If it can hold up a pitchfork, so then that's a nice size pile. We'll see, maybe tomorrow we'll give a shear soon. But if it can hold up a pitchfork, that means it's a big enough pile, and that's how much it's worth to continue working. If it can hold this, it's like a shovel or a pitchfork, this type of thing. So Gemara declares like this. So what Rashi learns is that sometimes you have, it's holding up this shovel or pitchfork, but it's not wide enough, and you can see from the two ends, you can see the metal on the two ends of this pile, because it's very narrow. So the shovel is wide on the bottom. So you can see from the two ends, is that enough of a pile? That's the Gemara of Shiloh. It has to be a big enough kree, a big enough heap of tefuah that it's covering the shovel from all sides. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara Shiloh. Tosfos is a little different. Tosfos says the Gemara Shiloh is how big does kree have to be? Could it hold up the shovel when it's standing on its head, when it's standing on its handle? Because then it's much thinner on the bottom. So if it's thin on the bottom, you need a much bigger pile to hold up a shovel that's standing up backwards. Mashenkin, if it's standing up frontwards where the wider parts on the bottom, it's much easier to stand it up. That's the Gemara. Look at Taisus. Pirish. Kedela hamid tzad harochav shalamata, shaz ein tzarch tvul kolkach, yidom shom esfuz, vdav muet oimid. Vein anoifa. Oima haigisa shalamayla, shayna rochav, it's not wide. Shaz tzarch tvul harbe. And a postulay, the kol shayin koinish le roya, as you see, it's a kula. That is enough if it covers the bottom. Zog to Gemara Vaiter, itmar. Levi Omar, Sholishon. Levi says the size of this kree is 3 sa'ah. The Be'er Rebbe Yanei Amru Sasayim. Be'er Rebbe Yanei says the shear is 2 sa'ah. And the Chochos V'Noach clears over here if they're arguing on the shear of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina of Ketan by Arachas, or they're explaining. One saying the shear is 3 sa'ah, or the other one saying the shear of Kedesh Tan by Arachas is 2 sa'ah. Or it's a whole different shita. It's Machlekes. Chochos V'Noach has a shayla about that. When we say sasayim, two sa'a, tfua, it's called a kriya, it means besides for the expenses. After expenses, you have to land up with two sa'a, tfua. So now the Gemara's are bringing a bunch of different halachas that are not negeya kablonis, but the reason why I'm bringing it in is because just like in by the kablonis, by the case of kri, the size of the kri, we had the shita of the Be'er Rebbe Yanei, he said sasayim. The next following halachas, we have the shita of the Be'er Rebbe Yanei. That's how it comes into our Gemara. Tonight I was going to the Mishnah, Maseches Uksim. Pritzei Zeisim Va'anovim, which means shvacha, weak zeisim, weak olives and weak grapes. They're not good, they're very small. Beshamei Matarim, Beshamei Ozer Tami, they hold the Mekabel Tumah because they're called Oichel. Beshamei Matarim, Beshamei is not, it's tar, why? Because it's not Royal Achila. First of all, what's the pritzei zeisim? My pritzei zeisim, Rav Huna rishi zeisim. It means zeisim that are rishonim. They're not doing well. They're bad. on Rav Yosef Maikra, where do you see the pasuk in the pasuk that Pritzei means Rishon? It says in the pasuk in Daniel, Uvnei Pritzei Amcha Yinasu Lahamet Chazoy V'Nechshalu, that the Rishon of the nation put up false Nevi'im, false prophets, V'Nechshalu. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, you see, Lashon Pritzei means Rishon. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak Amar, this pasuk, V'Hoyel Ben Paritz Shefech Dam, that the Rasha was Shefech Dam, so you see, the whole Ben Paritz Shefech Dam, the Ben Paritz Shefech Dam. You see a Rasha, a Shefech Dam. You see a Pritzei Lashon over Rasha. The Kama Pritzei Zaysim, the Kama Pritzei Zaysim. What's the Shear Pritzei Zaysim? Rav Eliezer Aimer, Abba Karban LeKaira. Kaira is the place where they put all the Zaysim and they crush it over there in the Beis Habayim. So if it produces four Kabin, only four Kabin of oil out of all that stuff in the Kaira, that is very Shvach. Rabbi Yani Amar says Sayim LeKaira, Tusa LeKaira, which is actually 12 Kabin. So he says up to 12 Kabin is still called a Rasha. It's three times the amount of Rav Eliezer. And the Gemara says, they're not arguing. Haba Asher the Ma'ale Kura Ba'alula, that's one place they put a Kur, which is 180 Kabin actually, inside the press. So there, if it's 4 out of 180, which is 2.5%, so then that's already called a Rasha. But Asu them and Rav Yani is talking about, but Asu the Miley Tlasakurim Alula. You put three Kurim Ba'alula, which is much more, it's 3 times 180, and therefore it's 3 times 4, which is 12 Kabin. That's the same ratio. Rav Loza and Rav Yani are saying the same ratio. If the ratio is around 2.5% Shemen to what you put in there, then the halacha is that's called Rishay and Pritzei Zaysim, and that will not be Mekabel Tumah according to Beis Hillel, because that's not even Royal Achila, because such Shvacha, such weak Shemen and Anavim.